Stephen Curtis Chapman with the song that's got to be the theme song for the best 5 minutes of the day. I mean, what other song mentions 5 minutes in the title? The next 5 minutes from Stephen Curtis Chapman, Jason Kanz. We've got to go with that for the best 5 minutes, the next 5 minutes.
Well, right. And I think you and I both really like Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
Such a catchy tune for early morning. Absolutely.
Yep. That's a great message. For sure. All right. Living in the present, living in the moment. Yesterday's gone, tomorrow's unborn. We're right here, right now, on a Wednesday that may feel like a Tuesday. I heard more than one person yesterday saying, I'm having a hard time not thinking of this as a Monday. So,
yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I was wishing it was a Friday.
You had off last Friday.
I did, yeah. Yeah, so in the summers, I take off a lot of Fridays. And yesterday or this past week was my last Friday off for the summer. And so now it's back to 5-day weeks.
Okay.
So, well.
After the, this week will be a 4-day, obviously, because of Labor Day. But, yeah, there you go. All right, well, your friend Chuck DeGroat, and again, I follow him on social media and admire him a lot, too. But he is a seminary teacher at Western Theological Seminary in Michigan, right?
Yep.
And he posted yesterday, he said, so grateful for so many wonderful online resources by Diane Langberg. This talk on power and authority in the church is among my favorites, and my pastoral care class is watching it and discussing it together. And so I started listening yesterday a little bit, gave it some more listening this morning. It itself is powerful. Have you heard this before?
I don't think I've listened to that particular talk. You know, that's been one of her themes in recent years, and she's just such a good communicator. I can imagine what she would share in that talk. But yeah, I'm grateful you're giving it a listen.
So when you were in this Restore conference, which remind us about that a few months back.
Yeah, so Ian, I think it was in June. I don't remember.
I think it was May, because your post is in May, so I think it was in May, yeah.
Yep. So there was a restoring, basically it was about helping people who've been hurt by church try to make sense of their stories, what does church look like moving forward. And it was hosted at Judson University in Chicago, and Diane Langberg was one of the featured speakers. In fact, she was the only person who spoke twice at the conference and dealt with that topic of kind of abuse of power, and again, really powerful.
Yeah,
stuff.
In giving it a listen this morning, I mean, you know, certain things, when you listen to them, you go, I got to listen to this again. I mean, even as you realize the best speakers are the ones who are like drinking out of a fire hydrant, and there's just so much. But it is, in terms of power and our responsibility and power being influenced, or the ways we have power, verbal power, physical power. It's really, really good. And I'm so grateful that Chuck's got his pastoral care class. This was the way you summed up the restore. I thought it was like restoring faith in God and the church. Wasn't it something like that?
Yeah, restoring faith in God and the church. Yeah. That was the subtitle, yep.
So you had kind of one sentence summaries in your summary for Diane back in the day. See, I'm doing my research. We are to be a place of refuge for the vulnerable, not a place for their exploitation. Well, that's huge right there, right?
So, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Give her a look.
All right, and just wanted to highlight that this morning. Okay, Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 8, and let's give it a go.
Sure. So it reads, when we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die while we were still sinners.
Hmm. And in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary, you say, Beloved, my son did not die for you because you forced his hand, but because he genuinely and deeply loves you without reservation. He did not wait for you to begin to make positive changes. He died for you at your worst. You could make the argument that some people would offer their lives for someone of noble character who already lives a good and holy life, but that's not what my son did. He willingly entered the darkness of your sin and disintegration, loving you right there. He loved you so much that he voluntarily went to the cross for you.
Yeah, you know, I think that's hard for us to remember sometimes. I know that in my own life, the pattern has often been, you know, if I'm in a really sinful or dark place, I need to clean myself up before I go and talk to God in prayer. You know, and I think this section here in Romans 5 is just a great reminder that Jesus meets us right where we are.
Mm.
You know, and, you know, right in the midst of our sin, we can go and say, help. You know, and rather than trying to think, oh, I'm supposed to be a good Christian, I should be doing this better.
Yeah.
And it's just a good reminder for us.
I like that because I quote Romans 5:8 just before, almost every morning before 6 o'clock after Brennan Manning. And again, when we were, and when you come out of that, when we were at our worst, he gave us his best, right? So there you go.
Absolutely.
All right. Yep. Great stuff. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Well, speaking of Sanctus Real, we want to give you a chance on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show to win two tickets to see Sanctus Real live in concert a week from tomorrow at Northern Lakes Church in Cumberland. If not, you can get your tickets. All the info at wwib.com/Sanctus Real. But how about we're trying a new game?
Yeah.
We're trying a new game on a Win It Wednesday.
It is a new game because the next time I speak Samoan, it'll be the first time. Yeah, it's called Lost in Translation. How does this work?
So basically, the number to call is going to be 715-723-2555, the studio line. We love you on the text line, but we got to hear you on the air for this. 715-723-2555. We're taking a song that you have all heard here on WWIB, but we are reading the lyrics to it in a different language, and it will be Samoan today. And so neither Halvo nor I are fluent
in
Samoan.
This could be sponsored by Wycliffe Bible Translators.
Or Babbel. So again, we are going to read this line by line in Samoan. I think we'll alternate lines, huh? And
this is already made best of the week.
When you think you know what WIB song this is, again, a popular song on WIB, call in and guess. The first person to get it correct will win two tickets to see Sanctus Real at Northern Lakes Church in Cumberland, 715-723-2555. Yeah, not sure how this is going to go, but I brought this to the table, so I'll start. So, again, in Samoan, na ul maua lena tala fafia fafia ai o foliga.
Na ul maua lena lagona ele mafai ele lalog lagai ona tafisi.
When you think you know what song this is, 715-723-2555, the game Lost in Translation. Third line, Elei se aso itasi o tu famamulu ai.
Wow.
This is Samoan.
Na u mawa lina tala fia 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 ai u poliga.
I actually really want to hear this. okay, next line. Again, Lost in Translation is the game. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Na ua mawa lena ta 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 a la u fatu. Again, it's not going to be easy. If you're looking for a clue to pick out what this is, just start guessing.
There's no hints. We're going to have to probably give them some hints. Sa u lulu ina lina pese ole talalale ai lau tavele.
Osina mala mamlama ititi e mafai iona au u atuli oi. Pogisa, what song is this?
You speak good Samoan, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Take a guess. And a first hint, I'll say, Michelle from Mid-Mornings loves this song. Loves this song. We do as well, too.
I had another hint, but I'm holding back.
Okay.
But we haven't had anybody yet.
Now someone's guessing. All right. Hold on. Let's go.
723-2555.
No penalty for wrong answers in this game. No. You can call more than once. Good morning. You're on the air. The WIB Wake Up Show, Lost in Translation. What song is this?
Is it Hey Girl by Ann Wilson?
Is it Hey Girl by Ann Wilson? It is not. It is not, but that's a great song. I'd say a little bit older than that, something we were playing a lot earlier in the year. So go ahead and call us back, 715-723-2555. I have no idea what line we're on.
I think I'm on Na'u Mawa Lina Ta 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 I Lo'u Fatu.
Oli Oli Uma Li'ai Se Popole.
Yeah.
All right. 715-723-2555.
Can I give my hint?
Go ahead.
It's a male soloist.
Male soloist. Vocalist. Yes. All right, 715-723-2555. What line are we on?
Le popol ua.
Oh, good luck with this one.
Famanua au.
All right, here we've got another caller. Good morning. You're on the Wib Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday. For two tickets to see Sanctus Real, what song are we singing or at least quoting in Lost in Translation?
Is it The Goodness by Toby Mac?
Is it The Goodness by Toby Mac? It's not. Again, it's a male solo artist, but it's not. Not The Goodness by Toby Mac.
You're the only one brave enough to call.
Yeah, I know. Call us back, bud. 715-723-2555.
There's no hints in these lyrics.
I know. That's the thing. I picked a pretty tough language. Again, this is a popular song that we've played here many times on WWIB. But what is it in a completely different language? This is Simone. Let's try another guess. Good morning, WWIB.
Is it Awesome God?
Is it Awesome God? Oh. It's not Awesome God. It's not Awesome God, but call us back, 715-723-2555.
And of course, after it's Mullins, it's a more recent artist. It's an artist who is alive.
Yes.
And I've heard Caleb comment on this song before, even in terms of, well, that's it. Wait, what is that? Yeah, it doesn't narrow the field a whole lot, but anyhow.
This is so hard because it's Samoan. When I look away from the paper, line. I don't remember what line we're on.
Yeah, you're on the Maile.
Maile vaveo se agotoli alisi malela aui. Oli oli uma.
Yeah, good job. We took the next short one. Yeah.
All right, now I think we're to the chorus
I think
now.
We are. Ute fafatai ile atua salisi mo aso lele lele.
Uite fafitai ele atua sili sili isi mo lelega lele.
If I redo high school, remind me not to take Samoan.
I know. We'll take one more guess. If anybody has one more guess, otherwise we're going to either boot this down the road. Okay, you know what? Here's the champ. It's Brian Mathewitz will be our last call here.
He's one word a lot of times.
He's a very good Win It Wednesday winner. Good morning, Brian from Alivo. What is this song, Lost in Translation?
I think you guys should be singing the lyrics, not just making up of them.
Oh, great.
I'm gonna say What If by Matthew West.
What If by Matthew West? What If? You're wrong. I'm sorry, Brian. It's not What If, but keep thinking about it. Keep thinking about it. Thank you for being bold enough to try. Because this is a hard game.
Well, wow.
I probably should have picked Serbian or something like that.
I thought it was hard to pronounce foreign tennis players' names, but this is impossible.
I thought Lithuanian was maybe going to be too easy, so that's why I picked Samoan. But, yeah, we'll try again. Give us 20 minutes. We're going to get somebody those tickets. It is a Win It Wednesday here in the Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB, where we are family. Caleb and Halvo with you. New game, Lost in Translation. We did not get a winner half an hour ago. We are trying this again. And so basically, this is a popular song that we've played here on WWIB for a while now, but still relatively new song. And many of you know it and love it. But what we're doing with Lost in Translation is we are reading the lyrics to you in Samoan. So we pick a different language. This seems to be a very difficult language. But anyway, we're reading the lyrics to you, and you need to guess what song it is. And the chance to win, Halvo, two tickets to see Sanctus Real a week from tomorrow at Northern Lakes Church in Cumberland. Two Sanctus Real concert tickets on the line, $50 value. We want to get them into somebody's hands.
That's right. And some of the, we narrowed down to a male vocalist. And so Toby Mac, The Goodness, or Matthew West, What If, have been guessed. I tell you what, it's not those songs, and neither of those is the actual artist.
Yes. So should we restart again? We're reading this in Samoan in Lost in Translation. Should we restart at the chorus? Maybe. Not that it'll help anybody, but.
It does. Yeah, wherever is impossible. So let's go for it.
All right. So again, 715-723-2555. You can take a wild guess. There's no penalty for wrong answers here. It's a male artist. It's not Toby Mac. It's not Matthew West. All right. So this is the song Lost in Translation. Ote fafetai. Ela atua sili silisi moaso lele lele.
This makes me want to retake high school Spanish because I did better at that than this. O te fa fetai I le atua silise mo le legea lele.
Tu atuli fa malama ma talatalo mai aua ala tuai ala tuai.
And the same to you, buddy. Lo. Fa fetai, ilai, atua, salise, ute, le to, toe. I got that one. Foi e tua.
Again, reading this in Samoan, this is a popular song that we played here in WWIB. We're looking for, again, the song. And this is, I'd say, we've got someone calling. Sorry, you're not going to get a hint. You've got to guess first. All right, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB.
Is it I'm Gonna Let It Go by Jason Gray?
It is not I'm Gonna Let It Go by Jason Gray. But you know what? We're gonna give you a chance to hang on the line. I'm gonna give you a chance to hang on the line while we give this clue. It is, I'd say, a southern rock, kind of a country twang to this song and artist. Would you like to guess again? You can hang up and try again and think about it, or you can guess again here on the air. We'll give you a bonus chance here.
Is it All Joy, No Stress by Rhett Walker?
Is it All Joy, No Stress by Rhett Walker in Samoan?
All joy, no stress.
It is!
Way to go, no Oliver! You're going to Sanctus Real, buddy!
In the morning to the crickets in the sun done set.
There you go, Oliver, our very first winner of Lost in Translation, which is way harder than I thought it was going to be when it's in Samoan. How do you feel, my friend?
Pretty good.
All right, we're going to send you to Sanctus Real in Cumberland, and be great to meet you in person, because I don't think we've met you in person, but you're a frequent texter here. So looking forward to that. Hang on the line, my friend, and we will get you those tickets. Yes, this is the song that we were trying to quote to you in Samoan. Ote fa fete ala tua salisalisi mo aso lele. That's what he's singing about.
Oliver, thanks for relieving us. The Whip Wake Up Show on a Wednesday that may feel a bit like a Tuesday, the 7th of September, a week into this ninth month of the year, and a pretty good start to the weather. We'll detail that for you bottom of the hour. But, you know, something almost the close to 8 billion people have in common is we each take an average of 24,000 breaths every day, Caleb. That amounts to about 2 gallons of air taken into our body every minute, almost 3,000 gallons every day.
Wow. While you may typically think of air as oxygen, this vital gas makes up only a small portion of the gaseous mix that you inhale. In fact, air is made up of 78% nitrogen,
21% oxygen,
less than 1% carbon dioxide,
and trace amounts of other gases.
Fascinating.
Of course, there are also contaminants in our air, more commonly called air pollution, that come from various human activities. This includes particle pollution, the kind that comes from diesel exhaust fumes, power plant and factory smoke, and soot from wood burning, and ozone pollution, also known as smog. And then there's household dust, which contains not only insect parts, but also some pretty gross things.
When we talk about smog, it's just one of the reasons that I'm thankful to live where we do.
I know.
Yeah. Here in the great Midwest. And, yeah, don't have to worry, generally speaking, about giant snakes, gators, huge spiders, or smog.
But we do have these things included, I guess, in what we're breathing. Shed human skin cells.
Right, yes. And also paint particles.
Pesticides.
Yeah. PCBs, polychlorinated biphenyls.
Yeah, PAHs, which are polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons.
Fabric fibers from your clothes, carpets, upholstery, etc.
And sand and soil particles. Excuse me, I want to cough.
I know, just let's just take a deep breath and think about everything. But again, it's one of the amazing ways that God has designed us as well, too. And I remember I was looking for it. I don't have it up right now, too. But thinking of Jason Gray, one of our favorite artists, when he was talking about that song, The Sound of Our Breathing, and how the way that God made us, even the very inhale and exhale, is actually saying that the Hebrew names of God. Mm. Just an amazing creator.
Mm-hmm. The Whip Wake Up Show on a Wednesday morning here, WWIB, and we found something related to smartphones, right?
Yeah, and so what's interesting about this is that so many times it's like, oh, we're advancing in technology and things get smaller and smaller and more powerful even as they get smaller. But then every once in a while, it's kind of like the return of records, right? And how people are like, no, I want vinyl. I want to get things on vinyl. So at least my generation knows all about the disposable camera. You'd go to summer camp for a week, and mom would send along a disposable camera with you, and you'd take pictures, and then you'd bring the entire camera to a store like Walmart or a Kmart back when they had those. And then a week later, you get the pictures from summer camp and realize that most of them were blurry or you accidentally cut someone's head off at the top of the picture, et cetera, et cetera. But it seems like that's an experience that people still want.
Mm. That's right. And so LaterCam is a new app that's designed to bring the idea of retro analog photography to the smartphone by featuring that disposable camera interface that lets the users take 27 pictures and then delivers prints of those one-take photos back to them.
Like a true disposable camera, LaterCam won't allow users to preview the images and instead offers the option to send the photos out for quote-unquote development, effectively turning a user's smartphone into a modern-day disposable camera, but without the waste.
Yeah, users can't see the developed digital images until 3 days. Imagine that in this day and age. 3 days after the app's camera is full, and they've taken all 27 photos.
People can opt to use the develop early option to see the photos before they finish the reel, but then they will lose the unused slots in that camera. And again, 27 slots. Mm. Here's my idea. I think all, sorry to pick on them, but I think all Instagram influencers should have to use this. Instead of having to take hundreds and hundreds of pictures just to get the right one, if you're going to post something on Instagram, you get like one shot at it, like a disposable camera. If it turns out great, great. If not, it's real life, and that's what we want to see.
There you go.
Oh, man. Going backward in technology, but maybe going a little forward, maybe making us be a little bit more patient.